This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 904. Come along with us and learn about some fun vocabulary today.
Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 50 million times. We believe in connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Boston and New York City, USA. And to get your transcripts delivered by email every week, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe. Today, learn the most important chunks using the word along, like come along, go along, and more. Get the inside scoop on how to use them with natives. This podcast is sponsored by Indeed. As a business owner myself, I've learned that the most important key to success is having a great team. But it can be time-consuming, reading through tons of resumes. Need to hire a great candidate at your company? Why not eliminate the busy work? Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so that you can connect with candidates faster. Just in the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. So join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey, Lindsay, how's it going?
It's going great. It's going great. How about you?
I'm good. I'm still settling in for my trip. And you're on vacation now, aren't you?
I should be. If all goes as planned, I should be right now in Nicaragua.
Yeah. Oh, that's awesome. I'm so excited for you.
I know. I'm excited. I'm going to go to Ometepe. I'm going to go hiking up a volcano, go surfing. It's going to be cool.
Awesome. Exciting. Have a great time.
Thanks. I'll come back with some stories.
Okay, good. I can't wait. But yeah, so and everything else is good. So yeah, Lindsay, I am, you know, starting to think because I've been in my new apartment for over 6 months. Oh, and man. I'm starting to think of like decorating. I have nothing up on the walls yet.
You're starting to think just now?
Yeah, it's really bad. It's like it's coming along kind of slowly.
That's really slow. Well, how's it coming along?
I mean, slowly. It's barely anything is on the walls. I mean, we have, you know, we painted and things like that, but it's a slow process. You know, I'm not so like great at the decorating thing. Are you good at that stuff?
Oh, no, I'm terrible at that. I have no artistic skills whatsoever. But it seems like you're going to move out before you get it decorated. Michelle, you guys got to get on that.
Yeah, I know. I think we'll start working on it soon. I think we will.
Okay, awesome.
Good. But guys, we want to remind you before we get started that to get the transcripts, you want to subscribe and get 50% off.
Yep.
Where should they go, Lindsay?
Go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe.
Awesome. All right. Go ahead and get those. So let's get into it. So today we are talking about the word along.
Yes.
Especially as it's used in phrasal verbs, which we just started talking about how people are like really scared of phrasal verbs. Right, Lindsay?
Yeah. A couple weeks ago, just last week, we talked about this. Yep.
Yep. So now we are throwing out another one for you.
Yeah, but hopefully after that episode last week, you guys have a new mindset about phrasal verbs, right?
That's right.
We don't want to contract our minds when we hear the word phrasal verb. Instead, we want to think about situations, scenarios, and contexts.
Exactly, exactly. It's nothing to be afraid of.
Yeah.
Okay, so we know that by itself, the word along means, well, what does it mean, Lindsay?
Well, it means a couple different things. And in just a minute, we're going to read a question from a listener, which is where this came from. But just to give our listeners a crash course on this word, right? So it means following the length of something. Right. So
like the fence runs along the river.
Yeah, exactly. Right. As a preposition. And then it also means something else.
OK. Yeah. So it means accompanying. Right. Like my sister likes to come along when I go shopping. Right. So in that situation, what is it, Lindsay?
It's an adverb. So this is really good. It's important to be learning this word, though. I'm glad that Stefano asked this question because this word is all over English and we're going to show you guys how to really master it today.
Yeah, yeah. And we're going to look at chunks, right? Because that's an easy way to remember it, right? So, but first, let's get into the listener question, right? A question about along and about connection, not perfection, and what it means at its core, right? So, Lindsay, do you want to read the first? Or maybe we'll trade off.
Sure. This is a long question. So, we're going to trade off a little bit. Here we go. This is from Stefano, and he wrote to me to help me with his pronunciation. So, I'm trying to make the change. Stefano from Italy. Thank you again for your super podcast. Since I started listening, I feel much more confident. For one thing, it's really improved my fluency. For another, I now feel okay when the proper words come to my mouth, which happens more and more often, but also when I don't know the words, right? But I can still find easy alternatives. I love that. I love that.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. I'll continue. Also, I realized how much I used to overlook a key fact that the listener makes his own part to get the message delivered. Communication is a division of labor between he who delivers and he who receives the message. The job can be either a grammatically, irreprehensible. Or a rough one. It doesn't really matter as long as both parties pursue the same goal, which consists in making the message go. I think this is the bottom line of connection, not perfection, isn't it? All right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes, it is. Yeah. It's about making the message go. Exactly, Stefano. It's about connection.
That's right. All right. You want to read the next paragraph?
Sure. So in the hope of not bothering you too much, I have a new question about the word along. As to my passive English, I can understand it well enough when reading or listening to other people using it. But when it comes to using it myself, I just can't do it. Maybe the reason is that my mother tongue language. Oh, I just totally lost my place, Michelle. Hold on one second. Sorry.
I got it.
Okay. You want to keep going?
Sure. Maybe the reason that in my mother tongue language, we need to combine words that are individually different as those you would use in English to deliver the meaning related to along. I noticed that English speakers generally use adverbs to nuance the meaning of a verb where Italians would have been using an adjective combined with the noun which the verb refers to.
Ooh, okay, so I think that maybe the best way to get hold of the usage of along is to focus not on the atomic but on the molecular level, i.e. not looking at the word itself but at the chunks where the word appears. Yes, I love that, the chunks. Could you please help me out by giving me some of the most common ones, including those which comprise a phrasal verb? Like come along. Also, I have a bee in my bonnet, which is whether there is a difference between together with and along with. Thank you so much for your work. You're really helping a lot of people to feel at home in English. Ciao from Italy. Stefano.
Okay. Good question. Ooh, wow.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. Awesome.
Good stuff, Lindsay. Okay. And what do you think this phrase bee in my bonnet? I think we must have taught this one.
I don't know if we taught that one. Do you think we taught that one? I don't think we
taught
that. I don't
know. I feel like it must have come up at some point because it sounds so familiar. I don't know. What do you think of it here?
Well, I wouldn't use it. I feel like it's old fashioned. It's something my grandmother would have said when she was around.
Yeah.
So that's something we're going to touch on in just a little bit. But Stefano, that one, maybe don't use that as much. It was a good try though.
Yeah. No. And that's what we were talking about, like the other episode about taking a risk and like just putting it out there. Yes. And there's no problem what is the worst that's going to happen? Oh, somebody, oh, maybe don't use that one. Right. So who cares?
Exactly.
It's like, not you know, so, but we learned something. Okay. Stefano, this is a good question. And today we are going to give you four super native chunks with along. So if you learn these, then you start looking for them and then you're going to be on your way to sounding very natural. So are you ready, Lindsay?
I'm so ready. I'm so excited.
All right. So here are some chunks you should learn. So what's the first one, Lindsay?
Guys, if you love All Ears English, let us know. Go ahead and hit subscribe to the show in your podcast player. Or if you have iOS, go ahead and download the app at allearsenglish.com/bonuses. Leave a review for the show and let us know what you think. Tell us what questions you want us to answer on the show inside your review, and we'll announce your name out loud on the show. Thanks, guys.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Okay, here it is. So it's come along.
So what is that?
So this is similar to what we touched on before. So it's to accompany someone, accompany someone, right? So maybe if I'm going to go and get my immunizations, right, for my trip to Nicaragua, maybe my friend's going to come along with me, right? Because I need to hold her hand because I'm scared when I get shots. I don't like to get shots.
Oh, okay? Who does? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Right. And the next one is move along. Okay, yeah. I like this one. So what is this one, Lindsay?
So get moving, right? When you add along to it, when you could say move, right? But it's kind of rude, actually, when you just say move.
Move.
But when you add along, it actually really changes the meaning, which is so interesting. It makes it sound like less of an order. For example, let's do a quick example.
All right. So, hey, why are you ladies stopped here? You're in the middle of the grocery store.
Oh, we're just catching up.
Could you move, please? Or could you move along, please?
Yeah, what was the difference? Like when you said, could you move, please?
It sounded pretty mean.
That's pretty mean. That's pretty rude.
Yeah. And move along, I still think it's kind of a little bit mean sounding in this situation, but I think it's a little bit softer.
Yeah, it's softened. This is what this word does. It softens. When it's paired with this verb and this, and it becomes this phrasal verb, it softens it for sure.
Right. Okay, awesome. So yeah, I think it's a little bit less direct. So let's move on to another one. Lindsay, what do we have next?
To go along with. I like this one because the meaning is so specific and the situations are so specific.
Okay, so to go along with, what is that?
So it's to agree with someone and to kind of participate in a plan. It's often when it's not a good idea. And it's something kind of devious.
So how did you end up in jail?
Well, my friend wanted to rob a bank and I just went along with it.
Oh my gosh. Okay, that's a good
one. Maybe I won't do that this month, right?
Yeah. All right. And then we have another one here is to play along, right?
That's also
a really common one.
And also a really specific one. So yes. I love how that's the cool thing about phrasal verbs, guys, is that, yes, they can be scary, but they're not scary because really what they allow you to do is be very colorful with the way you describe things and be very specific.
Right. It makes the language fun.
Yeah. I'm having fun with this episode because these are fun.
So much fun. Yes. No, so I fun. Am too. But play along is to take part in a deception or practical joke. Right?
Exactly. So,
give it a try.
So, hey, he thinks the party is really happening tonight. Should we tell him it's not?
No, just play along for a second. It'll be funny later. I love that. That's funny.
So this is, we're giving Stefano what he asked for here. These are really natural along phrases.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So I think that we've given you a bunch of good ones. So Stefano, give it a try, and everybody definitely give it a try. And then again, together with, along with, what do we want to, we talked about bee in my bonnet already, right?
Yeah. So the bee in his bonnet was how he phrased the question, but his actual question, going back to his question, he was wondering whether there's a difference between together with and along with.
Ah, okay. I see. Yes. So what do you think?
Well, this is tough because, In the literal sense, I think they could mean the same thing, right? To accompany someone. But in the figurative sense, when you say that you're together with someone, Michelle, what does it mean?
It means like you're a couple, maybe romantic, right? So like, how long have you been together with him? Or how long have you been with him? Are you two together?
Exactly. Right? So to answer your question, sometimes they can be the same, to be together with someone physically or to be walking along with someone, to be, you know, around them. That could mean the same thing, but they don't always mean the same thing.
Yeah. That's true. Like you wouldn't say like, would you say, are you two along with, or like,
cool. No, you wouldn't. That doesn't make
any
sense.
Him. No, it wouldn't be like that.
No way. Okay, awesome. So what's the takeaway today? We have some closing thoughts for Stefano.
Some closing thoughts is that you named the true meaning of connection, not perfection. Congratulations. Stefano. Yeah, you did it. So yeah, no, it's not about the pieces, right? Whether we get the right grammar, it's not about letting these things get us nervous and anxious, right? Because those things prevent us from connecting. And that's our mission, guys, right, Lindsay?
Connecting is our mission. That's, to me, to us here at All Ears English, that's the only thing that matters. You know, you get your message across no matter what you have to do to get it across. And that's the fruit of life, is those human connections, guys.
Exactly. I love it. All right. So guys, remember to hit subscribe on your podcast player now. And don't forget, you can listen with the iOS app, and there are bonus videos every week that you can check out. So get that at allearsenglish.com/app.
Awesome. Very cool. And now I'm going to go have some lunch.
Me too. All right, guys, this has been fun. Thank you. And thanks, Lindsay, for hanging out today.
All right, Michelle, see you back here very soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Thanks so much for listening to All Ears English. And if you need a 7 or higher on your IELTS exam to achieve your life vision, then our Insider Method can get you there. Start with our free video series masterclass. Get video 1 now at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then subscribe to our show on your phone or on your computer. See you next time.